Hey, I am officially announcing the 6th annual Shepherd's Crook Intensive in Eminence, Missouri, May 16th through the 18th, and we would love to have you there. This year, AD Robles is going to be the speaker, along with Matt Reynolds and myself, and we're going to be spending 3 days, 2 nights, just having a great time hearing really good teaching, but also having a really great time just doing some cool stuff. We're going to have a strongman competition, we're going to have an arm wrestling competition, and we're going to canoe about 50 miles on two of the most amazing rivers in the Midwest. We would love to have you come. If you're looking for a good father-son trip, this is the trip for you. If you're just looking for a really good men's trip, this is the trip for you. Would love for you to register today. Go to theshepherdscrook.co. Or just reach out to me and I can make sure you're on the list. Welcome to the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. This ministry exists to provide coaching, resources, and events for pastors and church members. My name is Jared Sparks. Join me as I talk pastoral ministry, applied theology like manhood and womanhood, political theology, and cultural analysis with a little bit of hunting and fishing thrown in. I'm a husband, a father, and a pastor, and I'm here to remind you of the chief pastor and our King, Jesus. Hello and welcome back to the Shepherd's Crook Podcast. This is episode 503. Today, we're going to be talking about why biblical manhood and womanhood, or we could just say manhood and womanhood, is so critical, why I keep talking about it, why we're doing a series on Fruitful and Fearless about womanhood, and all things about that. So we're going to go ahead and pray. I'm going to tell you about this shirt right here, remind you of the intensive, and get into our content for the day. Let's pray. Father, we just thank you for this time. Ask for blessing upon the next few minutes here. Lord, we want men to be men and women to be women in all the ways that you've called us into that. And we thank you for the glory of being created in your image, and then specifically as male and female. God, this is your idea, and it's good. God, help us as we're raising our children in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord to raise them as boys and as girls to the best of our ability. There are so many consequences in this world when we fail at this. And so help us to get these things right and to honor you in the process. We trust that you will. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, first, these shirts are in. These are the intensive shirts for 2024. If you can see this, I've got, if you can see that on the back there, the intensive shirts are going to be with, on the back, we'll have the Tozer quote, "Fear nothing that breathes with mortal breath." Love that quote, and put it on a shirt. Brandon did a good job with the design, and I think it turned out pretty cool. So the reason why my voice is muffled a little bit is because I keep turning my back to those that are watching YouTube to be able to see the shirt. Everybody's going to get one. If you want one of these shirts, if you're local, just $25. If you are somewhere that needs this to be shipped, $32, so I can just cover the shipping, and I'll send it your way. Just let me know, and you can have one of these shirts. I did get several extra, so everybody that's on the intensive will get one. If you're not coming on the intensive and you just want one, reach out to me, let me know, and we can get one in whatever shirt size that you need. And if you want one for your kiddos or something like that, we can still get the little ones as well. So if you want it, reach out to me, and you can get that. All right, I was just on the Righteous Savage podcast again a couple weeks ago. It's going to be releasing sometime soon. And a part of our discussion, there was a kind of a mini discussion on there about female preachers. And one of the things that I had said about that in that conversation is that there's no such thing as a female preacher. There's never been one in the history of the world. There will never be one. It's an impossibility to have a female preacher. And I meant it, and I want to explain a little bit. Maybe you are listening because you listened to that episode and you found your way over here to this podcast. And I just wanted to explain that in greater detail because I think it is very, very important for us to understand. So men can't have children. It's an impossibility because there is a definition of what a man is. And then built into the definition of what a man is, there is an impossibility for us to actually have a baby. That's something that only women can do. We have a prohibition from God and a limitation from God, and we just can't do what a woman can do. It's impossible. In the same way, a preacher or a pastor has a definition. What is a pastor? Well, it's a qualified man. That's what a pastor is. What is preaching? Preaching is coming from a qualified man who is qualified to preach and teach the Bible to a mixed congregation. This is what preaching is. It's heralding the word of God with authority. That's something that only a man can do. Now, a lady can put together a really nice presentation. It's not about her mental ability or anything like that. She's able to structure sentences and put together information in such a way that can be communicated verbally to a group or an audience. But preaching has this other element to it. It has to be coming from a qualified man, and it has to be done with authority and a specific kind of authority. And it's not the kind of authority that every single man inherently has. It's the kind of authority that a man that's called to be a preacher has. He's able to speak authoritatively to other men and to women in a congregation in a way that a female simply can't, even if she's better at putting together and synthesizing material and theological content into a way that's understandable. She cannot speak and teach with authority in the same way that a qualified man can. It's an impossibility. It's impossible, therefore, for a woman to be a preacher or a woman to be a pastor, which I'm using here interchangeably. It's impossible. It's never happened. It never will happen. And when we miss that, when we misunderstand what being a pastor is, or what the basic commands are to both men and women in the Bible, or what the basic prohibitions are to men and women in the Bible, there is massive consequences that can happen. So why is it that even in the introduction of The Shepherd's Crook, I talk about applied theology in the area of manhood and womanhood? Why is it that faithful preachers, pastors, and why is Jordan talking about biblical womanhood on the Fruitful and Fearless podcast? And why do we do this so much even with our children, talking about raising boys as boys and raising girls as girls? And we do that because it is so critical to the Christian life. We do this because it is so important in the life of the church. A church that fails to regularly speak to, and then disciple in and train their men and women as men and women is a church that's totally confused and doesn't care at all about sanctification or raising children in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. That's how critical this whole idea of manhood and womanhood is. So let's consider those two things that I just laid out. A church that does not speak to manhood and womanhood, does not disciple in manhood and womanhood and train their people in that, is a church that's telling everybody, we don't care about obedience to God. We don't care about sanctification. That's what the church is proclaiming. An egalitarian church that has female preachers is telling everyone, we don't care about obeying God and even the very, very basics of manhood and womanhood. You see, this is so critical because we're made in the image of God. We're created in the image of God as male and female. We're not just created as mankind. Mankind has a definition, male and female, but we're not this soupy, androgynous, just human. We're so much more than that. And what ends up happening through feminism and egalitarianism and those that are sympathetic to those ideas is you begin to strip all these gender-specific commands that God gives to men and to women that happen to be different. And obviously, sometimes God gives mankind as a whole commands and prohibitions. But what ends up happening is when you strip those and say, whatever God has said to a man, he says to a woman. Whatever God says to a woman, he says to a man. What you end up is you blur the lines of gender in all its forms, and we wonder why there's so much confusion in the world today about gender. Well, it starts in the pulpit. There were women preaching a whole lot longer before, and people confused about, well, if these roles are interchangeable, if these commands from men and women are interchangeable, then why does it matter why can't biology be interchangeable? It's not too far of a leap, in other words, when the church is confused about gender and God's commands to them, for the world to be confused about gender and God's command to them, right? I mean, it's not that hard to identify such a huge problem, or why this issue is such a huge issue. But its very simplest form, a church that does not care about what God says to men and what God says to women and what God prohibits men from, what God prohibits women from, particularly this is viewed in the area of teaching and preaching, then you're looking at a church that doesn't care about simple commands to men and women. So you are stunting spiritual growth, because we cannot grow, we cannot be sanctified, we cannot take holiness seriously if we cast aside the commands that God gives us as men and women. And as I've said over and over again, and I'll keep sounding the alarm and just kind of hammering the bell, this isn't some pet theological issue here. This that patriarchal men have, that we just want to make sure all the children and all the women and everybody knows about all of this. This is something that's so near and dear to my heart personally, and every single who's striving to be faithful in ministry, pastor, it's near and dear to us, but we care about your spiritual growth. For every man listening in, you are growing in Christ as a man, and you need to do that in a gender-specific way as a man. For every woman listening in, you are growing in Christ as a woman, and you cannot grow in Christ apart from the commands of God to you. You need to hear them. And instead of men and women, and I find that it's more women that are offended and liberal men that are offended at God's prohibitions or commissions to women than any kind of prohibition or command to men, hear what God says and hear what God prohibits you from and just say, thank you, Heavenly Father, for doing that. We don't need to. Just do whatever you can to obey the Lord as a man and as a woman when you get to the commands given to men and women. That's a good thing. That's what sanctification is. Obeying the commands of our Lord, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. That's what we are doing as the body of Christ, and we're doing that as Christians. We want to obey and honor Christ through obeying and honoring the commandments. All right, secondly, when a church doesn't take seriously gendered piety, when they do not take seriously manhood and womanhood, they do not care about raising children in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. Recently, I was listening to an Art of Manliness podcast, and there was a guy on there talking about raising boys, and I thought, oh, this is going to be great. I'm going to order this book. He's talking about raising sons, and so how the lessons he's learned from SEAL Team 6, I believe it was, and then as his time as a SEAL Team trainer, he's going to apply those lessons to raising sons. So the interview started, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got to get this book. I'm going to hit purchase. And then as the interview rolled out, he started talking about how he doesn't raise his sons and his daughter any differently. He raised them the exact same. Well, I immediately stopped the order and canceled the order and said order created by mistake and got my refund back because I immediately knew this guy doesn't have any idea about raising boys and girls. I'm not going to be even reading his book. I'm not going to listen to his advice about raising boys when he's telling me that he's raising his sons and his daughters in the exact same way. He is confused about what it means to raise boys as boys and girls as girls. We raise them differently. And every father who is commissioned from God in Ephesians chapter 6 to raise their children in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord, that requires a process, a sanctifying process where our children are, as they become Christians and as they start to walk and live out their faith, they're having to do that as little boys and little girls. When we confuse this happens everywhere, we expect boys and girls to behave the exact same way. That's why government schools does such a terrible job when it comes to raising boys and girls as girls, because androgyny is a prerequisite for order in a classroom. Everybody has to act the exact same way. And when you require boys to act like girls, and girls are the standard of behavior in the room, then there's all sorts of gender confusion that can come from that. And that is clearly an issue that we've got to be aware of. So if we're going to actually do what God has commanded us to do in our homes and in our households, well, then manhood and womanhood, we have to take that seriously. And that means that we have to have a particular way that we raise our sons and a particular way that we raise our daughters. That is why I spend so much time talking about rites of passages, because I care about my son's sanctification. I care about my daughter's sanctification, and that's why on the Fruitful and Fearless side of things, we are starting a 6-week series that's going to be starting this week on gendered piety for the ladies. What is biblical womanhood? And the biblical survey of action words that God has called women to is worship, work, help, submit, fear nothing, and love. This is what God has called the female to do as a woman created in the image of God. And so there's a process then by little girls that little girls need to be raised into that's different than the process that little boys are raised into. That's why gendered piety is so critical. So when I talk about this, and maybe you heard that episode from Righteous Savages, here I am explaining this is what I mean, why it's so important that from the church down, we don't blur the lines of gender and we don't just read certain passages like I do not permit a woman to speak or exercise authority over a man and then say, oh, but you actually can. That is such flamboyant disobedience. In the same way, in the home, it's critical that we raise boys to be boys and girls to be girls. That's what we are required to do. And also, by the way, I will note, it is flamboyant disobedience as well for churches to get elders that are men but are not qualified elders. That is a critical point of disobedience for churches as well. You don't just need a spoke in the wheel or a specific kind of businessman to be an elder. Not all men are qualified to be elders. When churches don't take those requirements seriously, that is problematic as well. When churches won't say to men, dress for action like a man and mean it, then that is a problem as well. So there is no just asexual androgynous sanctification. We have to take these things as God has given them to us, and then love it. We have to love it. Okay, thanks so much. I hope this has been helpful. Please, spread the word if it's been helpful, and thanks for continuing to come back. Thanks again for listening to the Shepherd's Crook podcast. For more information, you can go to theshepherdscrook.co. Please consider leaving a rating or review on iTunes. And if you want to become a member of the Shepherd's Crook, please message me and we'll get you on the list. We hope you have a great rest of your day.